From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. Welcome to the Captain's Log Project. I'm your host, Amy A. We are celebrating 1 year of the show this month. Thank you to everyone who has tuned in, and thank you to the many who have participated in the Captain's Log Project. It truly has been an honor to create this space for voices in our community and around the country to talk about life during the pandemic. Through this project, we learned that we are not alone, even if we feel that way. If you are a listener and want to support shows like this one, please go to kxci.org and make a donation to support community radio. For the next few shows, we'll hear Captain's Log submissions from a special group of young women in Tucson called UNITAS. If you're not familiar with UNITAS, they're a group of high school women facilitated by the Women's Foundation of Southern Arizona that model leadership through philanthropy. The UNITAS program offers participants a glimpse into the world of opportunity and inequality and a chance to make a difference in other people's lives. They learn about leadership and how to make philanthropic decisions that impact the community. I had a chance working alongside community impact specialist Bridget Villasenor to speak to these young women and invite them to submit logs of their own to the Captain's Log Project. Please tune in for the next few weeks for this special Captain's Log series. And without further ado, let's listen in to these young women's stories.
Stardate April 14th, 2021. My name is Ellison Castillo, and I just finished up my sixth period. I just finished school, and school has been going great, honestly. I have been doing hybrids since October, and it definitely has been a change, but I feel like it's been a good change. I feel like seeing things slowly come back to normal has been great, and it's giving me a lot of hope for the future. I feel like this pandemic has brought in tons and tons of bad things, but it also has brought in some good things. I have been personally living a healthier lifestyle. I work out a lot more, I eat healthier, I am on my phone a lot less, and I feel like it's been really helpful having these certain months to myself, to focus on myself and to have and practice self-care. So I have been working out a lot more, and I have been working out like 4 times a week maybe. It just depends on how busy I am. But I go to Tumuac, and I go to the Santa Cruz Rio River, whatever you call it. I go to that and I walk with my family, and we go to the Sunnyside Park and we walk, and having my family do it with me and supporting me has just been also amazing. And speaking of my family, we have personally not been affected by COVID. None of us have been sick with it since it affected us here in the US. So I've just been super grateful for that, because a lot of people around me have been affected, which is why I'm just like so thankful that we have been safe and healthy. And speaking of, I feel like the pandemic has also brought in a lot of new hobbies. I love to paint, and it's something that I started doing when the pandemic started. I started painting these little canvases, and I would paint little landscapes, and it was just a great way to spend my time. I've also been streaming a lot of Netflix, which I think everyone else everywhere has been doing. I've been watching a lot of new shows, And it's a guilty pleasure of mine to watch a lot of reality TV, so that's another thing I've been watching a lot of. Another thing I've been doing is talking to my friends online through Zoom, through FaceTime, through Snapchat. We have a little group chat and we just talk there every single day. Like, a day doesn't go by where we don't talk, which I think has helped a lot, because at times I do, you know, catch myself feeling a little lonely, a little isolated, but that's when I go to them and I talk to them, and it just makes things a lot better. And I'm feeling really good about 2021. I'm feeling like this year will be the end of COVID, hopefully, or at least a lot of reduced cases, which is always the hope, because just seeing what this year has done to people and their mental health and their physical health has just been horrible. It's been horrifying seeing these people be affected by this virus. So getting rid of it would probably be the one thing I hope comes out of this year. And, you know, a lot of things that have gotten me through the year are definitely my family, my friends, and music. I love music. Music is the one thing that will get me past anything, other than my family, of course. But a song that has gotten me through this pandemic and that has, you know, reminded me that everything's gonna be okay is After the Storm by Kali Uchis. And if you haven't heard it, this song basically talks about coming back and bouncing back after going through something difficult. And I feel like this song really encapsulates everything that's going on right now. And if you haven't listened to it, listen to it. But this song really just does explain what's going on right now and how we have to bounce back and we have to be stronger after this pandemic. That's all for me though. Thank you for listening.
Eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
You are listening to the Captain's Log Project on 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Stardate, Thursday, March 25th, 2021. Quarantine has been long, really long. But I have just started going back to in-person school, which has been refreshing, overwhelming, draining, and energizing all at once. I've been feeling very tired lately. It's a mix of things, from the litanies of homework for various classes, to not feeling like I am doing enough to show my love for this world and prove myself, prove my worth. However, one thing that has been sitting heavy has been gun violence. I'm recording this just after the Colorado mass shooting, as well as the Atlanta spa shootings. When I heard the news of the shootings, the humans killed, and the seeming lack of effective action from politicians, I immediately remembered the Parkland shootings and the Sandy Hook school shooting. I was in sixth grade during the Parkland school shooting. The names of the students and staff lost that day seemed eerie, yet distant, like it was in a world separate from my own. Don't get me wrong, I was terrified. I was hurt, and the fact that lives were lost that day in a place that I thought was safe, I thought I could call a second home, that I thought was school, that did not land lightly. But looking back now, they are more than just lives lost, names on memorials, or reasoning behind petitions. They are dead stories, tales of beautiful lives that will be glossed over and clumped together under tragedies. These people's stories should not just be reminiscent of them being victims of mass shootings. Although one very important and key way to get justice for their lives is to pass effective gun control laws. But nonetheless, their stories should be told in a way that honors who they were, not just how they died. They should not just be reasoning behind petitions, memorials, or political campaigns. They should be seen as people with stories that expand far longer than just the day, time they died or the weapon that was used to kill them. They had lives and they had stories, and those stories need and deserve to be told. I, along with so many other kids my age and their teens, do not just want to see social, but political change. Now has to be the time. The time was 8 years ago when those elementary school kids from the ages of 5 to 7 were killed at Sandy Hook. The time was the Parkland shooting, the school shooting, when those high school students and teachers lost their lives. The time has always been here. The time is now to make this change, to enact these gun control laws. And yes, it's important to understand that political change can be messy and that mistakes can and will be made. But I believe that as long as we are aware of the potential mistakes, we are closer to having a safer community. I say all of this from the perspective of a terrified teen, a teen who is scared that their school could be next, that my friends or my family might be the reason for a petition, policy, or memorial. Gun control affects every single one of us. Gun violence has hurt every single one of us. It's not going to be perfect at first, but we can still try. We can put in the effort to save those lives. It extends so much further than just gun policy, though. It extends to mental health advocacy and awareness so that we can stop these shootings, these massacres, from the root of the problem. We have to help not just our fellow Americans, but our fellow humans, our friends. Because you do not know who could be next, who could be on the other side of the gun, who could walk into the grocery store the wrong time. Decide to go to school on the wrong day. We cannot continuously put the blame on just the weapons. We have to put it on ourselves for not doing enough to protect these people, these lives, and their stories. That's all I have. Paging out for now. Hope you have a good day.
Oh.
start date, March 29th, 2021. My name is Lydia Watts, and I am at home after school. School is good because I just got to go back to in-person learning because I got the vaccine, and I feel really good about it because I feel like it's safe now, and I really like interacting with people face-to-face. I am still doing most of the things that I was doing before, but just online, and I just got a job working with kids, which I'm very excited about. My family is doing well. We all just got vaccinated, which is very exciting. I have been spending a lot more time alone, which I know seems kind of obvious, but I found it to be very powerful, helping with my anxiety. The virus didn't impact my family that much because financially, because both my parents were able to keep working, but my dad was pretty vulnerable, so it was a lot of pressure on all of us. I feel very hopeful about 2021 because although I don't think that things will get 100% back to normal anytime soon, I do see that things will be a lot easier. We'll be able to handle anything that comes our way a lot easier. And a song that's helping me get through these times is Put Your Records On, because it's very kind of upbeat, but the lyrics are also very reassuring.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm your host, Amy A. Today we heard three logs submitted by young women participating in the UNITAS program of the Women's Foundation for Southern Arizona, who just happened to be celebrating their 30th anniversary this year and are Arizona's only philanthropic foundation dedicated to economically empowering and advocating for women at the state capitol. Thank you to Lydia, Allison, and Ella for taking the time and being open to sharing yourselves with our listeners. For music on today's program, you just heard Put Your Records On by Corrine Bailey Ray. Before that, A Hive of Frightened Bees, which was a poem written by a student named Taylor Huntley, composed by Andrea Ramsey, and performed by the Arvada West High School Choir. We also heard After the Storm by Callie Uchis, featuring Tyler the Creator and Bootsy Collins. Playlist details can be found at kxci.org. You can listen to this and all past programs by going to kxci.org/programs and clicking on the Captain's Log Project. Join us next week as more young women of UNITAS share their stories. Until then, live long and prosper.
Girl, put your records on.